Hello and welcome to this, our service for the Church of the Epiphany, June 4th, 2023. The flowers in the sanctuary are to the glory of God and in loving memory of dear parents Theo and Ramona Joyce, and also loved ones given by Raymond Joyce. There's a board meeting June 13th at 7 at night. We're going to be having the Epiphany Emporium, a craft show and sale, June 17th. Details in the email. Our penny social raised $400, which is amazing for a penny social. June 20th, planning meeting, men's smoothies available, all proceeds to the church. Special concert, July 30th. Craft club is coming up, and our food cupboard continues to do great outreach. Please consider supporting it. And save your canceled stamps for Gloria, your rinsed empty drink containers for Kiana. Check out our church's website, and please like our Facebook page. And if you wish, our regular weekly donations or special donations may be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman. Her address and phone number are in the email. And now, our worship. God of delight, your wisdom sings your word at the crossroads where humanity and divinity meet. Invite us into your joyful being, where you know and are known in each beginning, in all sustenance, in every redemption, that we may manifest your unity in the diverse ministries you entrust to us, truly reflecting your triune majesty in the faith that acts, in the hope that does not disappoint, in the love that endures. Amen. And our reading is from Genesis. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work he had done in creation. And these are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created. And our sermon. Well, today, imagine for a moment that you're in your favorite place. That place where you feel relaxed and calm and refreshed and happy. Maybe for you it's a real place, or maybe an imaginary place. Okay, now close your eyes and go to that place. How do you feel? Do you feel more relaxed, more at ease? You just experienced what might be called a psychological rest stop. A rest stop is a brief reprieve from the stresses and roller coaster of life. It's a time of relaxation, refreshment, and joy, in which for a brief time you can put your troubles aside and breathe. We all need something that breaks our stress, interrupts our pain, with a little bit of pleasure and joy, with a little bit of peace. We need a salah, a peace pause, a rest stop. In a way, it's just like a rest stop on the road. It's a time out, a break time, a relief time, even if for just a little while. Rest stop. You know, when you go traveling and you're driving for hours and you really need a pit stop. Or worse, maybe you're almost out of gas. That feeling of exasperation and panic, worry and anxiety when that gas gauge is all the way down to the bottom and you're scraping along just knowing you could end up on the side of the road out of gas in a strange place in the middle of nowhere with no filling station in sight for miles. And then you see the sign on the road that reads, rest stop, 1 mile, and you heave a sigh of relief. Made it. You're exhausted, you're tired, you're parched. You can just feel those hunger pangs starting to gnaw at your peace of mind. And then the rest stop comes and you climb out. It's almost a feeling of heaven. That kind of feeling of satiation and simple joy that comes from getting a needed rest. Rest stops were created for this kind of necessary break. Day been long, road been hard. Life been tough, take a break, pull over, relax, and refresh. In the Jewish tradition, we call that a Sabbath, named by God, who, after 6 days of hard labor in creating the entire universe, decided to take a little rest. But rest is a tricky kind of word. You see, we've misconstrued that word in our culture today with the idea that taking a rest means taking time for ourselves, just to do more stuff. But here's the problem with that. That's not the kind of rest God intended with God's idea of Sabbath. Sabbath is not a break from God. Sabbath is a break with God. We know what we mean. Imagine that you've been married or you have a partner and you work hard all week and barely see each other. And then you get to the weekend and all you really want to do is enjoy each other's company. Rest, revel in the relaxation together. It's all about relaxation. Sabbath is a rest of the heart. The word is used hundreds of times in scriptures to signify the peace of God. You observe a Sabbath with God. During that time, God releases us from our heavy load or burden. From our days of toil and trouble, we're given rest and refreshment. In other words, Sabbath is a time to take a breath, but not just any breath, a breath from our rejuvenator, the Holy Spirit. That is why Jesus told us, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." Jesus is our Sabbath. He is our break. Sabbath is a time when we allow Jesus to refresh us, heal us, renew us, rejuvenate us, before sending us out again into the service field to follow him into the long and sometimes difficult places. Jesus is our resting place. Sabbath is not nap time, but take a breath time. But it's a time when we remember that each breath we take is a gift of life from God. For us, on the discipleship road with Jesus, that journey can sometimes feel like an endless and hard one. That's why we have worship. Worship is our rest stop on the way through the service field to our destination. Life can be hard, but worship is our refreshment stop. We sing, we praise, we pray, we smile, we see our church family, and release all the trouble and tension we've been holding in our bodies all week long. Sabbath worship is what keeps us going week to week. Most of all, it's what keeps our faith fresh from week to week, so we can get up and keep on walking that discipleship road again. God's rest doesn't mean you completely get off the road. You stay on course to your destination. But you pull over for a moment and take time to refresh your spirit and load up on nourishment for your journey ahead. Sabbath worship is a time to revel in your relationships, especially your relationship with God. It's a time when you renew your strength and get ready to make a new start. Our ancestors were nomadic. They're nearly always on the road. A rest stop for them was a great relief. Time out from being on the road, time to pitch a tent and put down some roots, stay a little while, time to build an altar and to worship. Sabbath was God time, and during God time, the heart was at rest. Sabbath is not a time to check out of worship, but a need to check into worship. That's where the refreshment stand is. That's where the living water fountain flows. That's where you eat the food of Holy Communion and are rejuvenated in the power of the Spirit. Worship is where you gear up again for the road and the way and the journey still to come. We have work to do after we rest, for the vineyard is ripe, workers are few. Come to worship, and then come help Jesus in the mission of love. And now our hymn. Let us now join together in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us pray. Holy, holy, holy God, in calling forth creation from the void, revealing yourself in human flesh, and pouring forth your wisdom to guide us, you manifest your concern for your whole universe. You invite us as your people to gather the world's needs into our hearts and bring them before you. This week, our prayers are asked for Kenny, Diane, Norma, Dave, Peter, and Dan, Marion, Gus, Jay, Randy, Rick, Sharon, Ann, Marcel, and Jeff. For Sarah Jane, Linda, Sharon, Philip, Jackie, Cam, Janice, Darren, Roland, and Ellen. Debbie, Garfield, Eunice, Connie, Jack, and Julie. Joel, Melanie, Marlene, and Pam. Ella, Kiana, Nancy. Donna, Jamie, Marilyn, Val, Karen, Bill, Sheila, Jessica, Sonia, and Jamie. We pray for Alan, for Dory, Belinda, Kim, Ross, Francis, Bill, and Jeff. And we remember and pray for Jean and all who mourn her passing, especially her brother Bruce. Holy God, holy, holy, holy God, fill us with the strength and courage, with discernment and compassion, that we may be your instruments of justice and love in this world, that it may be on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And now, as our Savior has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God, from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And here is a prayer based upon the scripture for today. God, whose fingers sculpt sun and moon and curl the baby's ear, Spirit brooding over chaos before the naming of day, Savior, sending us to earth's ends with water and words, startle us with the grace, love, and communion of your unity in diversity, that we may live to praise your majestic name. Amen. This is a blessing from the Book of Common Prayer. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you, remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us. Please feel free always to be in touch. And now our parting blessing song.
Within, guard and keep you from sin.